Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I recently joined the global movement to go plastic-free for a month and discovered a few things. First, plastic is everywhere. We're wrapped, coated, and contained in it from edible to sanitary products, first aid to flowers. Try buying packaged plastic-free pasta or anything in a grocery bakery. Impossible. So I started going old school. I baked bread, paid extra for yogurt in glass jars, brought mesh bags to buy produce. I switched from liquid to bar soap and used newspaper to line my trash cans. COVID boosted plastic usage with our need for takeout and individually wrapped items. It also eliminated our ability to buy in bulk for a while. Another great way to avoid plastic. If I took out, I asked for paper plates, aluminum foil, or cardboard. Salsa in those tiny plastic pots? Nope. Instead, I poured it directly on my chips before leaving the restaurant. Second, I had to slow down. Grab and go was a non-starter. I had to ask the butcher to wrap my chicken and wait. I ordered lunch meat from the deli counter. I dined in as much as possible. When I told people I was trying to avoid plastic, we brainstormed workarounds. Third, I learned about interesting alternatives. Laundry detergent strips, perfume fountains where you can refill your bottles, and natural silk dental floss. Stumped by options for plastic bottle dish soap, my Italian brother-in-law suggested adopting his mother's tradition of using drained pasta water. I'm still noodling over that one. Going plastic-free is tough, but now that I'm plastic woke, I can reuse reusables, avoid plastic water bottles and straws, bring my own coffee cup, and, to my family's delight, bake more at home. With a Perspective, I'm Stephanie Denman.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.